Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es dem Mai, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. Halakeich Peiris, if a person buys Peiris, Mimisha in an Eman, ala Maestras, from someone who isn't trusted when it comes to Maestras. In other words, from an Amma Aretz. Okay, that's what Masechta Zmai is all about. The problem is, this person that purchased it, although he intended to take off the proper Maestras, but Vishachach La'asun, he forgot to separate the Maestras. Okay, so who's stopping you from doing it now? And the answer is, because now it's already Shabbos, and on Shabbos you can't be Mafresh Maestras. So Zakta Mishnah Marid HaKachidosh, Vishoyaloi B'Shabbos. So if I bought the Peiris from an Amma Aretz, I can go over to the Amma Aretz on Shabbos, and I can ask him, tell me the truth, did you take off the Maestras you were supposed to? And if he says yes, Yoichel El Piv, and I could eat it, I could serve it by my Shabbos table, based on his words. So why can I ask him on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? And the answer is, and it shows us what the times were. There was an aima of Shabbos. There was a fear of Shabbos. Even the Amiratzim would be scared to be over in Aveira and to lie on Shabbos. More so than during the week. Now, if I want to eat this from a lava malka, I can't. Chashcha, once it becomes dark. Mitzai Shabbos. Lo yechel, I can't eat the Achi Yasa. Until I separate the proper maestros. Wait a second. But if the pshat is that he didn't want to lie on Shabbos, so what changes on Matzah Shabbos? The fact is, on Shabbos, he told me he took off maestros. So the Tosfos Yamtiv explains, Chazal were scared, if I'm going to rely on the testimony of the Amma Aretz Mitzoy Shabbos, I'm going to come to rely on him when he tells me during the week that he took off maestros. But then a chanami. Bietzem, if the whole point is that he doesn't lie on Shabbos, nothing changed, even though now it's Matzah Shabbos. Vaitre Zakta Mishnah, Loi Mitzoy. Okay, it's Shabbos, I bought these pears from Amma Aretz, I cannot find the Amma Aretz who sold it to me. And Omalei Achar, someone else, said to him, and this someone else is a person, She'enoi Neman Ala Maestras, who is generally not trusted in regard to Maestras, in other words, another Amma Aretz. But this other person says to him, Mi'isarinhein, I know that Maestras were taken off, Oichel Al Piv. He can eat the peiros because that person told him so. In other words, just like we're saying the seller is not going to lie on Shabbos, the other Amma Aretz, even though he's not the seller, will also not lie on Shabbos. And here too, Chashcha, when it becomes dark, Mitzoy Shabbos, Lo Yoichel Ad Sheyaser, cannot eat what's left over until he's first Mafresh Maestros. Now Chazal were not makel to rely on what the Amma Aretz says on Shabbos only in this case, where he forgot to take off Maestros before Shabbos. And now he's stuck because he needs this for the covet of Shabbos. But if he bedafka waited for Shabbos and said, oh, I'll wait for Shabbos and I'll ask the Amma Aretz, this way I won't have to take off Maestros, that's not going to work. Then you cannot rely on the Amma Aretz. The Melech HaShleimah brings that b'shem, the Rishalmi. Also look here in the Mishnah Rishayna who discusses it. So let's say I taka forgot, and on Shabbos I met the Amma Aretz. He says, don't worry, I took off Maestros, and I have a geshmaka chont on Shabbos. Mitzoy Shabbos, if you want to eat some of the leftovers of the chont, I have to take off Maestros. If you want, take a look here in the Tosfos Yamtiv. You see an interesting thing from the Rambam. The Rambam says like this, if you finished off the chont, okay, memela. But if there's any chont left over, not only do you have to take off Maestros on what's left over, but you should also be mafrish Maestros on what you already ate. So now you're not going to, let's say, for Maestros and take 10% of the Shirayim of the chont, which was left over Matzah Shabbos, but 10% of the whole chont. Unless you finished it off on Shabbos, you're not mechuyev now to start looking for different barley, let's say, to use as maestros on what you ate. That you don't have to do. But out of the chont itself, says the Rambam, you have to be mafresh maestros on everything. Zakta Heilige Mishnah weiter. Trumas meiser shel demai shechazer lemakayma. What happened over here? I bought peiros and Amma Aretz. I have to separate trumas meiser. That means I first separate 10% for meiser. And out of that, an additional 1%, which is a hundredth, for Trumas Meister. The Trumas Meister has to go to the Kayin. Before I had a chance to give the Trumas Meister to the Kayin, oops, it fell back into the Peiros. So what do I have now? I have a mixture that has 99% of what is Mutter, and 1% of his trumas maaser that fell in. Oh, so isn't it din that if you have 60 times the amount of heter to iser, it becomes batal? And the answer is yes and no. Yes, in regard to other isurim, not when it comes to truma. When it's truma, you have to have 100 times the amount of something that is mutter in a mixture to say that the piece of truma that fell in becomes batal to it. But in this case, I only have 99. So the entire mixture is aser for anyone who's not a kayan. What I'm going to have to do is take this mixture that my trumas maaser fell into and sell it to a kayan. And obviously, it's going to be sold for a cheap price. Because the way prices go, it goes supply and demand. And if there's few people that can eat it, there are less people that want it, so the price is going to be low. The price for truma was also low because it was complicated. You had to make sure it was tahar. So even a kayan may not necessarily look to dafka by truma. So in this case, I'd love to go back to the Amoris and say, look, can you please tell me, did you take off maestras? Because if the Amoritz did take off the proper maestras, so my Trumas Maestr isn't really Trumas Maestr. If the Amoritz did everything right, and most Amoratzim did, so he really took off his Maestr Rishain, and out of that came the Trumas Maestr that already went to the Kayan, so my Trumas Maestr is nothing. I said it was Trumas Maestr, but it's not real Trumas Maestr. Then I could eat the whole thing. So in this case, it becomes even more important for me to be able to trust the Amoretz. If not, I virtually lose everything, because I would have to sell it for very cheap. So Zakta Mishnah Trumas Maiser Shel Demai, as we explained, after I separated Trumas Maiser, Shechazel Makayma, it fell back into the Peiros that I originally separated it from. In this case, there's not enough Chulin to be Mevatel the Truma, because I need 100 times the amount, and I have only 90 times the amount. Reb Shimish Azuri says, in such a case, af b'chayil, even during the weekday, shayloi, you can ask the seller, tell me the truth, did you take off maestras? And if he says yes, v'oichloi, I can eat this mixture, al piv, based on what he told me. Now again, we're getting into the psychology of the Amoretz. Just like we said beforehand, the Amoretz is not going to lie on Shabbos. The Amoretz also, once he hears that Truma, they were very scared of Truma. That's why we know they were Mafresh Truma. They just don't know the proper halachas of everything else, or don't want to know. Either case, once he hears that Truma is involved, he's not going to want to lie. He knows that for Azarti Truma, it's Misa B'dei Shemayim. They're very scared of that. Even though the Chachamim disagree with Reb Shimish Azuri, they say, no, the only time you can trust the Amoretz is on Shabbos. But the Batanura says that the halacha is like Reb Shimish Azuri.